After weeks of arguments between Democrats and Republicans, Governor Doyle and a bipartisan group of lawmakers last week said they had a verbal deal to ratify the compact. That would make Wisconsin the fifth Great Lakes state to agree to make it harder to send lake water to other parts of the world. The state would also agree on standards for getting water to communities and counties that straddle the Great Lakes basin. UW-Milwaukee political scientist Mordecai Lee says unless the deal falls apart when the bill is finally unveiled, the compact and a recent agreement on virtual schools indicate a brief period of political cooperation in Wisconsin.
And here's an indication of what Wisconsin government could have been like for the last 4 years. It really gives us a glimpse into how the political process is supposed to work.
Lee says Governor Doyle and legislative Democrats won by seeing no major changes have been made to the compact. He says Republicans won more potential suburban access to Great Lakes water. But Lee predicts the honeymoon in Madison may end when it comes to trying to finish work on the state budget deficit repair bill.
And that's where things will probably sit, with very hot partisan rhetoric going into the election.
A budget conference committee is trying to hammer out a deal, but some say it could take months. Meanwhile, Governor Doyle may have a Great Lakes Compact measure to sign in time for Earth Day. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.